With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Texas Governor Greg Abbott reports the death toll from the catastrophic Central Texas flooding remains above 100, with more than 160 people still unaccounted for. Among the missing are five campers and one counselor from Camp Mystic, a Christian girls' camp in Kerr County. A flash flood emergency is in effect in Ruidoso, New Mexico. The National Weather Service issued the emergency after heavy rain caused flooding and burn scars that were caused by a recent wildfire. The Rio Ruidoso overflowed its banks and caused flooding in the town's Hollywood neighborhood. Flooding has reached homes and water rescues are underway. 10 people are charged after a Friday night shooting at a Texas immigration detention center in Alvarado.
Acting U.S. Attorney Nancy Larson says the group, dressed in black military-style clothing, staged what she calls a planned ambush. A local police official was shot in the neck and is recovering. Larson says the group used fireworks to lure ICE personnel outside the center in Alvarado, where they opened fire. Weapons, body armor, and anti-ICE materials were found at the scene. Some suspects were arrested nearby. They were armed and wearing tactical gear. I'm Julie Walker.
The suspects are members of Antifa. Economist Steve Moore believes President Trump's tariff policy will make America great again.
So the market is up this year, despite, you know, the problems we had in March and April. So it fell a little bit yesterday because Trump mentioned tariffs again. But here's my prediction. I think Trump will get trade deals with Korea. I think he will get better trade deals with Japan and some of these other Asian countries. And guess what the market's going to do? It's going to go right back up again.
Moore made his comments to Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. A new Gallup poll asks Americans about their values.
And number one on the list is family. More adults cited that as a top priority than anything else. Coming in second is freedom, followed by health. Integrity is fourth on the rundown, followed at number five by religious faith. Amongst those who are likely to list family at or near the top of their list are women, senior citizens, Republicans, people who are married, those without college degrees, and Americans who regularly attend church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China's ramping up its persecution of Christians, and it's using the latest technology to do so. The communist government is extending its control of the Internet and seeking to monitor all activities by churches and individual Christians. It's officially against the law in China to worship anywhere but inside a state-controlled church. Efforts by house church members to communicate with one another via the Internet are now being monitored. This is SRN News. In the housing market, a report cites an increase in small investors amid a decline of prospective homeowners.
Real estate investors snapped up 27% of U.S. homes sold in the first quarter of 2025, the largest share in 5 years. That's according to a new report from the realty data platform Batch Data. The company says the rise reflects a slowing home market, with traditional home buyers discouraged by elevated home prices and mortgage rates. As properties take longer to sell, investors with cash and financing advantages are stepping in. Roughly 20% of single-family homes in the U.S. are owned by investors, and 85% of those belong to mom-and-pop operations. I'm Jennifer King.
The Supreme Court will allow the Trump administration to resume plans to carry out mass job cuts across federal agencies. Justices lifted a district judge's order blocking the large-scale federal layoffs that could impact hundreds of thousands of jobs. More details at SRNnews.com.